Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Oh, and Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local community. It's all about family, the cows and the land, and of course providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Luke, is still fuming over the reluctance of USDA to put into the crop insurance policies for 2015 APH. Actual production history. It was mandated that that would happen from the 2015 Farm Bill. Congressman Lucas says it needs to be done at least for the drought-hit areas of the country that include the Southern Plains.
What I've asked of the department, what Mr. Conaway made a request of the department, what I've asked of the secretary is if you can't implement it for the whole country for this coming crop year, at least look at Oklahoma and Texas and Colorado, California, New Mexico, Kansas, the places that have suffered from the drought. If you can't implement the whole thing, at least consider doing a partial implementation. Producers who have really suffered in recent years, this APH is the difference between having viable crop insurance for the coming year or not having viable crop insurance.
Yeah, it just seems like that they could go ahead and do this and to accommodate our winter wheat producers, then turn around, continue to work on it. They've got till really early next year to be able to, you know, put all the finishing touches on it for spring planting crops.
I wholeheartedly agree, and that's the point that both Conaway and I have been pressing on everyone from the secretary on down. Show a little flexibility, show a little consideration for the area's hardest hit.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, who says he continues to hammer everybody at USDA, talks to as hard as he can regarding APH. EPA Administrator Gina McCartney met with several Senate Ag Committee members earlier this week. Mississippi's Thad Cochran told McCarthy that the waters of the U.S. proposal and agriculture interpretive rule are a source of uncertainty, anxiety, and distrust for people in rural areas, and that the EPA campaign in response to rural America ditched the myth. Not helpful at all. A great lineup of speakers set for this year's 2014 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show underway later today through Saturday at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Opening of Cattlemen's College this afternoon will find Jim Robb on stage. Jim with the Livestock Market Information Center. He'll be talking market outlook. Keynote speaker on Friday, Evelyn Browning Garris. They're calling her the Weather Whisperer, and she is a long-term agricultural weather historian. Lots of knowledge in that lady's head, and always fascinating to listen to her. Friday afternoon, J.D. Strong from the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, Ross Wilson, Texas Cattle Feeders Association on board, Ross in particular, talking about the success of Texas in passing a state checkoff program in addition to the federal program they have in place now. Saturday morning, Colin Woodall of the NCBA will be talking Washington, D.C. issues. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle all told on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.